Marcel Somerville and Michael Payne on Foo Bar Radio.
Turn a suspect to a victim. Turn a suspect to a rascal fool. Ooh, cause he wants to be cool. Now he don't get no girls, money, and he ain't got no jewels.
None of that.
Handyman like Bob, you can't tell me nothing about tools. Nothing weren't nice around here, so we don't play by the rules.
All of that.
He's dead, that. Dead talking, you're dead apps, or I'll send my dog to go fetch that. Ride out in jet black and bring to a brother like what? Huh? Man will bring to a brother like what? Dead talking, you're dead apps, or I'll send my dog to go fetch that. Ride out in jet black and bring to a brother like what? Huh? Man will bring to a brother like what?
Man will bring to a brother like what?
That's Like What by Joe Grind and Getz and LD from 6-7.
Big tune.
Massive tune.
Big tune.
I managed to catch the last 20 seconds
That's
of that
the best
tune,
bit of the
but
song.
It sounded great.
The best.
The music was really pumping by the time I walked in. It was great.
It was banging
music.
Off in the studio still.
I'm going to have to put that one on my playlist and listen. I'm going to listen back to the show to catch the first
two and a half minutes. Spotify, wherever you want to listen
all
to that.
iTunes,
all over the gap.
Foobar.com, Gumtree.
Gumtree is there.
eBay.
Reddit.
I
mean,
someone's shotting it on eBay.
I mean.
Definitely.
Depends. Do you want to hit it with music in? Probably do. Might want to.
You can actually.
Foobarradio.com. Someone's probably
selling
the
show. I'm actually selling them. I've actually put them onto CDs. So if you have a CD player still, you can actually purchase those
only
from
fans.
Myself.
We're going to set up an OnlyFans and we're going to do the show nude every, like, once a month.
Exactly. Matt, you in?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. Great. Good. Yeah.
This is the Eminem show, isn't
mm-hmm. it? It is the Eminem show.
I should introduce it. It's Michael, Natalie and Marcel for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
1 hour and 54 minutes. And I've got the darkest tea I've ever seen in my life.
I've sniffed it. It's not coffee. I thought it was coffee. Well, somebody brought the tea in but didn't put milk in. Just left the milk on the side.
I think they held the milk next to it.
That's like one milk.
It's one milk.
That's half milk.
It looks interesting.
That's put hairs on your chest.
That's quarter skimmed.
Quarter skimmed.
You know what I mean?
Well, sip it. It might be nice.
Yeah.
Strong tea.
It was the way it was skimmed. It was like talked about briefly. That's how
they skimmed through it.
They just skimmed over it. That's milk. Yeah. Moving on.
Well, what have we been up to this week? I should say, us, you. Michael Payne, you made a reappearance, your second appearance, I believe, on Ramesh Ranganathan's podcast, Hip Hop Saved My Life. Tell us about that.
It was quite interesting to be on the other side of the, to be the interviewee again. It was sick to catch up with Ramesh, actually. It was really good. I'm not going to tell you about it. Just listen to it, innit?
Okay.
It's on Spotify. It's on Acast. It's on iTunes. It's on all the usual places that you can also get our show. Apart from Acast, I think. I don't think you can get
no,
our
not
show
on
Acast,
no. Though. But and you also can't get his Hip Hop Saved My Life on FuboRadio.com. It's weird, but you can't find it there. I've looked.
You can't.
It's just not there. Ramesh is a lovely guy. Came in a few weeks ago on Nick Helm's show.
Mm-hmm.
But probably one of the hardest, doesn't seem to, even as he left here, he was on a motorbike to go and do some filming for A League of Their Own or something like that.
There
just
you go.
Constantly busy.
When I met him, for the podcast, he'd just come back from an interview and photo shoot for a book that he's releasing.
Is there anything he doesn't do?
This is the thing.
He's a man of many talents.
Honestly.
Wow. You also performed a mini set, according to this bit of paper, with The Last Skeptic.
Oh, yeah, of course. We were down at the chip shop in Brixton. Really good venue. It's the first time I've been there while it's open. I go to Brixton Soup Kitchen quite a bit. And I always see it closed. And it's got these shutters down with, like, iced tea painted on there in Tupac, I think. No, not iced tea. Eazy-E.
Okay.
And, it's a really good venue because they've got all these prints of legendary MCs. Method Man, LL Cool J, iced tea. That's why I got confused. But as far as I know, they're all signed as well. Loads of signed hip-hop memorabilia in there.
Sick.
And they serve food. That's why it's called the Chip Shop. You can't spell Chip Shop without hip-hop.
No, it's true. Terry Walker does quite a lot of stuff down there, I see.
Yeah.
He's always putting that doing stuff
at
Chip
Shop. That's ingenious. Named venue. Really, really sick, man.
The Chip Shop
for
hip-hop.
Shout out to The Last Skeptic, actually, because he was the reason that I visited that place for the first time. He did a sort of a live rendition of a lot of tracks off his new album. And he invited me down to just be a special guest and, like, play a couple of my own tunes and then jump up with him to perform a song that we've got together. So, yeah, big shout out to him. It's quite emotional for him.
He will
as well.
Be here on Tuesday because he's doing a takeover show. Tuesday takeover. Because
nice.
He's moving abroad for a little bit, isn't he?
Moving to America. Moving to the country, going to eat a lot of peaches.
Moving to the US for a bit.
Oh, really?
Before that, he's doing a takeover next Tuesday.
colonizing Fuba before he colonizes America.
Mm. Now, Marcel.
Yes.
You got pranked by your girlfriend at 8:30 on Saturday.
What? PM or AM? How hard did she go?
AM, bro.
AM. Worked hard, but Marcel's missus works harder.
That's not even a time that I recognise.
Not gonna lie, I was like a little bit vexed. I don't know if you can tell by the video on the YouTube, but I was literally a little bit vexed. But she done it. So basically, she pretended that she was having a nightmare. So I was dead asleep. She'd woken up, gone to the toilet, whatever it is, came back and was like, "I'm gonna prank him." Got into bed and started like kicking out. She sleeps calm, yeah. Right. So when she's all punching me in my head and all that kind of stuff, I'm like, "What are you doing?" Like, I'm like, "Babes, you need to just calm down and relax. It's fine." Pretending she went back to sleep, went again, but this time she fell off the bed, knocked everything all over the gaff, and I'm like, "What the hell is going on?" But then she told me it was a prank, and I was like, "All right, cool." But she's like basically like. She's just out here trying to prank me for this YouTube thing, yeah. So I feel like I need to up my game when it comes to pranks.
Yeah.
Like I feel like we need to work out a prank that I can do. Hopefully she's not listening to this show, so I can get her really well.
I know. Yeah. I know who. Let me call George Clooney. He's the king of pranks, isn't he?
Is he?
It was well known for it.
Kutcher was.
No, he did punks.
Or Jeremy Beadle, RIP.
Clooney's so good. He doesn't need to have a TV series about it. He just does it for pleasure. Like, really? He was quite well known for just putting it on ER set and whatever he's doing. They were like, "Oh, he's such a little trickster, George." Like, he put, see, what's the thing over the toilet seat where you stick to it?
Cling film.
Oh, yeah, wow. The cling film trick.
I thought you were going to say he put like a real dead body on the set when they were doing an autopsy or something.
He just killed someone and was like, "Yeah.
Hey, dead body."
That's some really A-plus real. Pranking.
It's a corpse.
Yes, he's known for it, so I feel like we should try and get in touch with George if he's got some tips.
Holler back, George.
And also, yeah, we do really need to hope that you don't have a supportive girlfriend and she's not listening to the show, otherwise we've just baited ourselves. Yeah,
she does listen to the show quite a bit, but I do know that she's actually gone to an event right now.
Okay, okay, cool.
Well, yeah. You can ask four other people what their thoughts are about what they should prank.
Excellent, this is what we're gonna do. Excellent. We've got four guests coming in to help us ruin Marcel's girlfriend's life.
Yes.
Hyphen's going to be coming in to talk to us about new music. He's actually next door at the moment. He's coming in next. Kokar's coming in. Kane's Woods is coming in all the way from Canada. And Tyler is also coming in for the second time.
We've talked to her on the show before.
I think she's broken her leg in between that time. I saw an Instagram post where she was on crutches, so I'm going to be asking her about that as well. Maybe that was a prank. Maybe she didn't actually break her leg.
Yeah.
And was just pranking the disability benefits office.
Wow.
But if she comes in here, she's still on a crutch as far as we know. Yep, yep.
Yeah, she's got to keep up appearances. Crutch, yeah. So you know what I mean? If you're ranking them guys, yeah.
No,
that's...
No, she'll end up on one of them documentaries, you know. You saw her. She was in the studio performing.
She'll be like, "No cameras today, please."
Yeah, it's true.
No cameras.
You'll notice there's black blankets all over all the cameras today for Tyler's return.
Well, our first guest is next door, so why don't we get into a track and then we'll get him into the studio.
Yeah, Hyphen's up next.
Can I have a moment?
Yes, you can have several moments.
That was very atmospheric. Yes. Right there, you know what I mean? I was in a vibe.
Quite filmic, I think.
Cinematic.
Yeah, mm. Very cinematic. That was Can I Have a Moment by Trax Haven. Nice name as well. Mm. It's like the place where Trax go.
The Haven.
You know what I mean? I can just imagine Trax rolling around, just being just like mad, just vibing. just
That's bare. Like something out of Rick and Morty. That's pretty trippy.
True. Trax Haven, it paints a picture.
Yeah.
Paints a picture. If that new voice paints a picture, that belongs to our very first guest, Hyphen.
Yes. How you doing, bro? Thank you for having me.
Not at all, man. Why the name Hyphen, first of all? That's another intriguing name.
So my real name is R-Dash, which sounds like R-Dash. There you go, you're a rapper. You immediately got it. It's the word here. So it's like R-Dash Hyphen.
Nice.
And also, I used to work in like this kind of like very corporate stooge place. I was trying to hide from the people that I rap. It doesn't go well when you're like suited up and stuff.
Undetectable, hard to find on social media.
And also, it's super easy to spell, which after a gig, pretty important.
Good point.
Yeah, exactly. You're at a gig, and then someone's like, how do you spell R-Dash? Oh, well, there's two unintuitive A's at the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, every set just becomes elongated by 5 minutes trying to spell my name.
Yeah, I get it. But then you must have some people getting lost when they don't type in like Hyphen Music, they just type in Hyphen and then get the piece of, what do you call it?
The grammar.
Yeah. What are they called again? The punctuation.
Punctuation,
marks.
Yes.
Hyphen, okay, really so good far. Name though.
Yeah, thank you.
Have you ever had any mispronunciations? Hype Hen.
Once by like a Finnish guy.
That makes sense.
Which is, Finnish people speak great English, but have a kind of a, you know.
They also speak Finnish as a.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the only time, but otherwise, I think it's fairly intuitive. Yeah. It's all
fair.
Right.
Fair. So you've got new music out at the moment.
Yes.
And but you're also going to be performing live for
us. Yes, I will.
I guess. Go on.
I was just going to say, like, I feel like live music is always the best way to communicate what you're about and what your message is. And ultimately, that's my favorite part of music. Like, I like being in the studio. I like making music. I like doing interviews. But ultimately, it's all about getting to a stage where I can perform more and more and more.
I saw someone tweet the very same thing, and I honestly think that as well. My favorite part 100%. Of being a musician, of being an artist, is performing. No lie. Like, someone said that they hate making videos, and I was like, my fucking bro. I hate shooting videos.
No, I love making videos.
I fucking hate it. If I had to put my like my favorite aspects of being an artist in on a totem pole, shit would be subterranean. Like making a video would be under that would be the foundations. Like, do you know what I mean?
It has to be done, right?
But it has to be done. It's
has
a necessary
to be
evil.
Has to be done. So yeah, I mean, like I say, I thought, you know, why not perform it? I've actually got a show, you know, sorry, self plug.
No, that's what you're here for. That's what it's about.
I suppose that is. Yeah. so tomorrow, 29th. Yeah. So that's Saturday. I'm playing a gig, which is the quarterfinals of a competition to play Isle of Wight Festival.
Nice.
It's in Hoxton. If anyone is about, please do
Whereabouts?
Join. Siegfried von Underbelly.
On the corner.
Yeah, of Hoxton Square. It's a cool venue. I played there before.
Yeah, man, really cool venue.
It's a nice place. It's quarterfinals. Come along.
You're in the quarters.
Yeah.
England. You should wear an England shirt.
That would be good.
It'd be subversive. Only those that know would get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that 5% of people, they would love it.
And then, you know, touch fucking wood that you do go through, but then if you don't, blame the England shirt.
Yeah.
Core
final syndrome, isn't
it? Semi-final syndrome.
That's true, actually. Semi-final syndrome have actually
progressed since. Mm-hmm. But you're no stranger to festivals, are you?
No, I played at Reading and Leeds last year, which was great. That was really fun.
Which was your favourite? If you had to choose out of two, Reading or Leeds?
It's not. Leeds was great. Reading was really fun. Funny story about Reading. So both were really fun. Yeah. I guess the big kind of positive takeaway for me is that like it's a young festival,
and you're like.
Are people going to enjoy my music? I'm not old, but I'm also not like 16, right? So like, there were a bunch of 16-year-olds, you know, everyone's just finished their GCSEs and shit. Yeah. And then I'm there, I'm like, oh God, how's this going to go? And they really enjoyed it. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, you know, music translates fairly well. But some guy, because Reading and Leeds is a famously like Aggie festival,
right? Yeah, of course.
Like people like pissing on tents and that kind of stuff.
Like there are legendary stories of artists being showered with piss.
Yeah, and like, so this guy, there's a guy in my band who plays trumpet, and he's amazing, and he's great. So he was wearing like a golden bucket hat with a trumpet. It was like a don't know, C-3PO motif or something.
Yeah, that's nice.
So,
I like that.
So the guy walks up to the stage, right? Decent crowd at this point. It's all going well. We're all having a great time. He literally, this won't come across on radio, but basically he puts his middle finger up, does like this, you know,
calls him a wanker.
Yeah, and then just walks off. And he's like, yeah, you. Points specifically at the trumpet guy. Fuck you, tosser. And then walks off. I'm like, that is such a gratuitous interaction.
That's so specific.
Yeah, like,
I remember he was about to play. He was playing the gig the next day.
No. Do you know what?
He was playing the gig the next day. That was going to be his thing.
No, this is actually what it was. He had the same bucket hat. And he was like, wanker. No, I can't wear it, you wanker.
We had a similar story when Capo Lee came in. Do you remember? He said an audience member just had his middle finger up for the whole gig. Not just kind of staring at him with his
finger
up.
That's actually really disconcerting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just like look around, try to connect with the crowd, and you'd be like, oh, God.
Every time you go back to this one, it starts to look like a cardboard cutout. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty weird. Well, yeah, apart from that, it was great. Leeds was awesome because, you just know. I mean, you're like, I've seen you. You do great music as well. Like,
thank you very
and
much.
Like, I've seen like the, you know, when it's live and there's an atmosphere, you can just feel it. It's this intangible connection that you have. And in Reading, I felt it was there to some degree, but then in Leeds, we're all a bit tired, we're all a bit hungover, and we kind of were just a bit like, oh, and we had to really build ourselves up for it. And then we went there, and then it was just amazing. And that, like, you really felt this connection, and like. My brother, who lives in America, was there, and he came late, but he came like midway through one of the shows, so it just felt like a very...
That makes
like,
it even more special, of course. When there's a sentimental value attached to a gig, it does make it a lot better, doesn't it?
So it was great. That was really enjoyable. Hopefully some more festivals this year. But yeah, like...
Hopefully you're the white man.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah, I hope so. But yeah, like it was a really cool experience. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Sick. Well, we've got a little question for you. We've got a problem.
Let's do it. Problem. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You seem like a very intelligent person.
Oh, that's just because I wear glasses.
I think that,
it's just the glasses.
See, this is the second time I've had this conversation in as many days. I read somewhere that you know, there's been this whole eugenics fucking debate going on. Well, not debate, but
it's the Andrew Sabinsky guy, because the government advisor who's like a massive racist.
Exactly. And, right. So
which is casual now, which is just a thing that happens. It's like, oh, the government hired this guy.
But going down a rabbit hole, I found that there was a study that linked myopia, short-sightedness, to intelligence. Apparently, there is a link between a high IQ and short-sightedness. That's all I'm saying.
I think right?
As a glasses wearer, that's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I reckon there's a thing. I reckon the speculative correlation is just because people... If you read a lot, or maybe if you stare at a screen a lot, that'll damage your eyes, which
maybe... Yeah, but then maybe what about the time when there were no screens?
Books, like reading in the dimly lit candlelight.
True.
You know?
If you're always focusing on some shit, if you're always reading some shit.
Honestly, look, I'll take it if it's true, but otherwise, I don't know. Whatever. If people are going to think I'm smart, I'll be like, fine,
but
whatever, man.
To that end, like I said, Marcel's got a problem that we don't.
Okay,
we kind of like
problem?
All right, so basically, my girlfriend's been like playing pranks on me for like the past month or so.
Yeah.
I need a good prank to play on my girlfriend. What do you suggest? Nothing too deep. I don't want any kind of like court cases or anything like that.
No.
But to be fair, she could have given you a heart attack.
It's true.
What was the prank that she played? Just so I know the kind of benchmark of prank.
So basically like
she
this one
sold all my things.
No, it was Saturday morning. It was 8:30 in the morning. Usually I have a line on a Saturday, do you know what I mean? Relax myself. She decided to prank me by pretending to have a bad nightmare, filmed it all, and just was trying to get a reaction out of me.
Was she successful?
She was successful in getting me vexed, but but aside from that, I managed it in a way to like not be like angry. I was very caring with my reaction. But
you have a very soothing presence.
I appreciate that, you know what I mean? But
okay, prank. Well, okay, so sleep is a theme here. Interrupting sleep. What is she so I'm just gonna go where my mind went. I think you should go into the room, like say 3 or 4 in the morning, and just like have pots and pans on your head and just like bang them. So then that way you're just gonna have this really dramatic thing where she's gonna wake up, right, and be like, oh my God, what's happening? It's the end of the world, right? And maybe time it around like, I don't know, some significant news event.
Yeah,
right. So then she's especially afraid, right? And you can film the whole thing. And then I imagine it'll help with the video because there's gonna be this like absurd element to it of you just, you know, tall man. Don't you know, no clothes, pot and pan on hair, just banging away. Oh god. There you go. I'm just getting too into this.
Just breaking cameras, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I like, yeah, there's an absurd element to it. There's like a you'll wake her up. I think hopefully she's not listening.
It's a good that's a very good one. I'm gonna write this one down.
Absolutely. What's the best prank you've ever seen, if you can remember?
Best prank I've ever seen.
Whether it was in real life or just, you know, heard about.
I don't know if it was a prank so much as like a kind of, oh sorry, oh man, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh man, get out of my face. I'm a diva moment. Get out of my face. I don't even want a camera in my face.
Smashing up webcams.
I think, okay, so it wasn't really a prank, but it was like it was sort of a prank. So like, you know, Golden Balls, I don't really watch it, but there was it's a thing where like, oh, if you both share, then you get a certain amount of money. If you both steal, then you get no money.
Right.
And so then this video went viral. So it's kind of like, you know, Prisoner's Dilemma. Like it's like a game theory problem. And so the guy was like, I will steal from you. I'm telling you now, I'm going to steal from you. So the only way you get any money is if you share with me.
Right.
So then in that situation, he gets all the money. And he's like, look, I'll give it to you afterwards. But he just like went for it. And so then this other guy is on the news, the other side of the table, like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. No one's ever done this to me before. He's like shitting himself. He's like really, really worried. And then when it reveals, it turns out that he'd shared the whole time. So he was just basically guaranteeing the other guy would act in a certain way.
Yeah, right.
By like lying really hard on live TV. And there's this video, just search like guy solves golden balls and it'll come up. And it's a weird program now, I don't know why it's anyway, but like that was pretty cool because it was quite like, I think the thing that makes a good prank is the like selling it. And he really sold it.
Right.
So you, if you're doing this prank, you need
to go all in, hit the
pans really hard. And like properly, like the end.
Maybe
of the world.
Go bigger than pans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe get that a carnival sound system. Like,
yeah, like a mariachi band. Or
oh my
like
god!
Maybe go the beginning of black or white. By Michael Jackson. When he brings the speakers into his dad's thing. Kevin! Down, 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 down. Is it Kevin? Kevin! That is like the best prank I reckon.
Have a look at Jackass, because one of them, I can't remember which, used to do this sort of thing to his parents all the time and film it. He used to always be in their bedroom and wake his mum up.
Oh yeah, was it? I can't remember who it was.
It might have been Bam.
Bam used to be his parents.
Fucking stand up in it
all the time.
All the time. I used to feel sorry for that dad in Jackass. He was the one I felt sorry for the most because everyone else, it's like, you know, they were obviously part of it, you know. But his dad never asked for that shit. You didn't raise your child for him to punch you in the head while you were sleeping. And you know, cameras were massive them times as well. So you wake up and you don't just see one idiot with a phone filming. You see full crew blood inside on the shoulder, everything, and then the guy with the wires behind him.
He's a heavy sleeper if he can't hear a full camera crew coming into his bedroom at night.
Yeah, it's true. That's all the more reason not to do it.
Yeah.
That's jokes.
But yeah,
I'm excited to see where this prank goes. That's a good one. I'll sell it. That's the key.
I'll post and tag you.
Yeah. Oh my god, amazing.
Inspiration.
My inspiration.
On you. He's basically blaming it on you. Love that.
I'll take it. I'll be snitching.
Dry snitching. I don't care.
But you're going to perform live for us, aren't you?
Yes, I am indeed. I am indeed.
I'm going to just pop. No one puts Marcel in the corner.
No? Oh, nice, nice.
Come on out, Marcel.
Come over and do some dirty dancing.
I can't.
Oh, what's happening?
Marcel's moving out of the way to allow you to have the floor to yourself.
Oh, man, okay.
So tell me when you are. We good?
Can I? I'll tell you a little bit about the song.
Yeah.
Please do.
Okay, so basically, this song is like kind of my story of getting into music. So I was, I think I mentioned it briefly, I was like used to be in kind of more corporate things and basically I was having the worst time in my life and music was like this epiphany and this kind of way out of it. And it's called Ivory Cage. In fact, have we got time after the interview? I can explain why it's called Ivory Cage.
Absolutely.
All right, so this is called Ivory Cage. It's out tomorrow. Can I get the beat up, please? Yeah. I go by the name of Hyphen. I like this one. Yeah, listen.
It was all a dream. Woke up in the night, cold sweat on my brow. Anxious to the thought of trying to check my account. Worry about the billing if the check might bounce. It's the screech of the alarm, the people in the dark, running for the train. Damn it, I missed it. Wrinkles on my face, the damage inflicted. I just wanna be home with you with a bottle full of wine. Tom Mitch sets the mood, and I say the right thing and get next to you. And I keep the lights on for that extra view, but snap back to reality. Oh, I don't manage these emotions so well. Hope they won't tell, but this music like a holiday hotel. Away from my troubles, I think I need a double. Roll it up, I'll escape from this tunnel. Let me smoke to this and feel the vibe. We had a long week, but now we're still alright. Yeah, let me smoke to this and feel the vibe. We had a long week, but we are still alright. Yeah, let me smoke to this and feel the vibe. Yeah, let me smoke to this and feel the vibe. Yeah, let me smoke to this and feel the... Yeah, yeah, listen, I was 20 years old when I started to rap. Alcohol in the city made my heart turn black. I was doing everything that I thought I was meant to. Worked hard at school with lots of potential for that middle class life. Thinking dark times would never affect my mental strains, cause that's when my life became a mess. Suddenly I found that these words express everything that I was lacking. All these things I wish had happened. Only thing that made me happy, getting home and practice rapping. Parents found it strange and my brother did too. All of them were thinking, what the fuck is with you? So I went to that first open mic on my own. Most scared I've ever felt before. I performed like, So I go by the name of Hype, and I got one last verse to you, but there's one thing I want to say in the middle of this. So like I said, I was doing this corporate thing. If there's anyone listening out there and you're thinking, oh, I've got this left field ambition I want to do, one last verse after this. I just want to say this is the best thing I've ever done in my life, and it's made me so happy doing it. So if you're out there thinking, should I do this left field thing, just do it. All right? I go by the name of Hype, last verse. Yeah, yeah. Not to blow my own horn, but now my skills pretty slick. Back then, I was honestly terrible. Took me 20 years just to get it started. As long as the tombstone says artist. When I heard that bar from Omen, well, it all made sense. I could chase my dreams as well, no need to listen to them. Cause we just work for money in an ivory cage. Thinking that our dreams have expiry dates. Like I'm too old and not cool to chase this music. But the people who think like that are just basic, useless. Like of course I might fail. You think I'm not aware? It's not especially insightful to say that life is unfair. But I do this music if they never like my writing. Cause I'd rather fail doing this. Happy I died trying. Wanted random people's opinion, direct my goal. Wanted random people's opinion, direct my soul. Wanted random people's opinion, do anything to me. There's something that I want to do, I'll do it. See? Thank you very much for having me on FUBAR Radio. Yes. Appreciate it a lot. Cheers. Yes.
Hyphen. Ivory Cage.
Ivory Cage.
Explain the
Out tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, all streaming platforms.
Everywhere that you'd expect to find it, you will find it.
Explain the title to us.
So, like, I think first, so you do music, right? And you get there's this balance of making something that's like commercially accessible, and then something that kind of tells your personal story. And sometimes those things are one and the same thing. Sometimes they're not. This one was my very much like, you know what? I'm not going to think about like, oh, is it good for radio? Is it good for this? This is just like my story. This is my life. This is how I got here. And like, you kind of feel that hopefully people appreciate that, you know, the honesty and whatever. So the reason why it's called Ivory Cage is because I kind of like it as an analogy of like, there are a lot of people, you know, some of my friends still, who are like working in quite like a corporate environment. And so they have this like, in a sense that, you know, they've got more money, they're free to do what they want. So, you know, there's an expense to that. But then they're also in prison because they can't do a lot of the things they actually want to do. You know, they're living up to an expectation which they don't actually like. So it's an ivory cage. It's like you're caged up in a sense, but then it's like an expensive cage. Ivory Cage was like it was kind of like a metaphor for the song. And like also the song itself, because I'm like I know that's not the most radio friendly song in the world, but it's like, this is, and so again, appreciate you guys for having me on and let me do
that. We don't do radio friendly.
Well, there you go. Can't do that on any other radio station. Yeah, that's Ivory Cage. I hope people appreciate it. Like I say, it's my story, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are in a kind of similar situation where you're working, you're doing something that, you know, kind of conventional that maybe you don't really want to be doing. So, yeah, that's Ivory Cage. Thank you very much for letting me perform that.
Thank you very much for performing it, man. Very impassioned performance.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks, yeah.
You can tell, like you were saying earlier on, that it is your favourite aspect of doing this music thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you are down at Siegfried.
Yes, Siegfried tomorrow. Saturday. Not tomorrow. Yeah. Don't go there tomorrow. Expect to see me. I'll be there on Saturday.
Or do that. Camp out. It'll make you come even better. You know? So yeah, you're there on Saturday and the song is out. Ivory Cage is out tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow is Friday.
No, tomorrow's Thursday.
God, damn it. Yes, it's out Friday. It's
wishing
out Friday.
Wishing the week away still.
Yeah, god damn it. It's out on the 28th. 28th February, Zifrid on the 29th.
Wicked. It's all right, mate. You're out now.
I'm
You're
done.
Out of the rat race. You don't
done.
Need to wish
I'm
the
done.
Week
Freedom!
Away. Thursday.
Freedom! Every day is
exactly.
the weekend.
Exactly. But yeah, Hyphen, thank you so much for coming through.
I appreciate
talking
that.
Talking to us about the new music, obviously performing it, helping Marcel ruin his girlfriend's life. With,
there you go.
With the,
I appreciate that a lot.
Look out for that
my
post
G.
for you to be tagged in and blamed.
My G.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is all Hyphen's
exactly.
fault.
Oh my God.
She had a heart attack. I don't know what happened.
I'm so excited to see that. I'm really excited.
But yeah, once again, thank you so,
thanks
much,
so much for having me. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Where do we find you on social media?
That's a good question.
Yeah, where can we find you
on social media?
On Instagram, it's This Is Hyphen. Nice and easy. On Spotify, it's Hyphen. Both of them, there aren't that many hyphens except one massive French DJ called Hyphen Hyphen. So it's not Hyphen Hyphen.
Oh,
hyphen.
Double Hyphen.
Yeah, it's called Double Hyphen
yeah.
Hyphen.
Okay.
And they're pretty
so
big.
So when you get interrupted in a script, you know what I mean? That's when you get that. You
hyphen
know what I mean?
Hyphen. Yeah. So yeah, Spotify and Instagram, the main ones I use. But yeah, if you could follow me, check out my music, that would all be hugely appreciated.
Amazing.
Thanks
amazing.
So much.
Thank you so much. Hyphen, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into another song. When we get back, we'll be talking to another guest, Coca, about his new song, No Tax. That's a huge fucking record, you know.
Production was nice on that still.
Siv de Blair with Wake. You damn fucking Skippy, you wake when you hear that one. If that was an alarm.
That might be the one that I play.
Yeah.
To wake up, yeah.
To wake up your missus in the... Yeah. Make sure you got the big, big speakers. Yeah. You know the ones that go on the flipping tripod thing.
Yeah, I'll put them out of the studio.
Bass boost it as well.
Yeah. All that.
Sub,
EQ the
subline under the bed.
Yeah.
So, the rumble
there. Put a speaker under the bed.
Yeah, so it rumbles.
Tweeters in the headboard. Really give her an experience. She'll actually end up enjoying it.
Yeah,
fuck around and change her life. She'll be like, I can never watch TV the same way again. You're reinventing Dolby surround sound. I
mean, surround sound.
That was a big tune though. Really enjoyed that song. That's definitely going on the playlist. A lot like every song we ever play, really.
Of course. Yeah,
they all go on our playlist. And our playlist gets sent out to like, to all of our followers on,
on Spotify.
Socials.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Can you can catch up with every single song we play. You can catch up with the whole fucking show. We've got some stories, and this one's really interesting.
Mm. It's caught my eye.
Definitely caught your eye. Caught my eye. Erykah Badu announced last week that she'll be releasing a line of incense called Badu Pussy, which, as its name suggests, smells like a vagina.
No.
Hmm. Badu Pussy will be available for purchase via her new online retail shop, Badu World Market, which is set to launch tomorrow. I don't know what date, I don't know when this story was written.
I think that was last week, actually.
Erykah said, I took lots of pairs of my panties, cut them up into little pieces and burnt them. Even the ash is part of it. The people deserve it. She added, there's an urban legend that my pussy changes men. The men that I fall in love with and fall in love with me change jobs and lives. Well, she's been with some rap superstars,
Andre.
To be fair. Andre 3000 and Common.
Yeah. So she has very good taste.
She's definitely got a type, hasn't she?
Yeah. What?
According to Badu, the perfume is meant to be an olfactory tribute to what she calls her own superpower. She also revealed that she had stopped wearing undergarments some time ago and so has plenty to spare for perfume making.
Fair.
She hasn't washed them,
commando.
Then, she means.
She burned them.
Of course she did. She burned them.
She goes
them
commando these days.
She
so, like, all the, her panty drawer was like, yo, what am I going to do with all of this shit?
This is true.
Yeah, my burn.
Is she going to hide her cash under?
Very true.
If you've got no underwear, it's just a drawer full of cash.
She might have loads of socks.
This is true. Yeah, she didn't say she stopped wearing socks.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Different
are socks
game.
Not part of undergarments? Are they category?
No, it's Badu Pussy, so it's obviously the panties that she's talking about.
Not bra either. Yeah, it's strictly panties.
Straight up panty thing.
Yeah. What are you saying? You trying to cop?
There weren't no hesitation in the answer. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to cop Erykah Badu's
panty
puree. It's incense. Puree sounds like something else you put in your pasta.
No, like what's it called? What's that thing called? You know the thing, it begins with a P.
Pussy.
Potpourri.
Yeah.
I thought that's what she's making incense.
That's the most misleading spelling of a thing ever, isn't it? Potpourri.
Yeah.
Potpourri. I imagine it'd be an incense stick, wouldn't it?
So it's an incense stick that she's making.
So.
Yeah.
I'll have to have a look on Badu World Market.
So you're basically going to be like, so obviously people are going to be like smoking the weed or whatever it is, burning a little bit of incense.
Mm.
And all you're going to be getting is the waft of Erykah Badu's vagina.
I'm mad. I'm trying to experience that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Should I get in touch? See if they'll send us some from the show.
I would definitely cop. I'm not going to lie.
She might have
special powers, you know what I mean? Like, it hasn't been proven that she hasn't got special powers. So,
I mean, great, there's some hoodies here, but let's get to the good stuff.
This is it, man.
Where's the panty incense?
You've got to go to the paraphernalia.
It's sold out.
Wow.
Wow, we have to get some more stock in.
That's
how
mad.
Much,
get some more stocking.
Well, one size it was. It says
you
we got 20 sticks. We got the hottest pussy on the market. Incense doesn't say actually how much. It just says it's sold out. So
You know what though, I'm pretty sure if they've sold out, that means that they burnt up all of her panties. So they must have just sold. The next batch is just gonna be like normal incense.
She's gonna have to because
yeah, it's true. They can, yeah, it's
no,
true.
I mean,
you,
no.
Everyone's just gonna no one
this
like
cool.
Everyone's
you ain't gonna
pussy.
Know.
No one's gonna question. Oh, when does the pussy run out?
You know, it's just incense.
Well, she'll just have to get some more pants, wear them for a bit, burn them.
Nah, look, real talk.
You have to have a panty wearing day every month.
Real talk, there's 20 sticks per box. How much panties do you reckon go into one stick?
Not very much. A fragment, maybe.
One fragment of panty goes into one stick.
Yeah, I reckon.
So you reckon she can make 20 sticks out of one panty?
More than 20 sticks.
Yeah, I think so. She's burning it. Yeah, I reckon it'll get more than 20. You could get some socks of hers if you want. They're $30. Probably.
They got the toe hole as well. I'm not really feeling the toe hole. That's like Ninja Turtle things, isn't it?
What's this? Our water bottle for $80 if you want Erica Badu.
Oh, it's got a crystal in it, I think.
Yeah, that's why it's $80 mm-hmm.
probably. $80 for the crystal in the water bottle.
But no of the incense, sadly, but maybe we'll get some in soon. It says the earliest date to ship will be March the 6th, I think. So maybe we'll get
March 6th.
It's not long away to. But
it's not so
the panties right now.
Badu pussy.
She got to wear them for the whole day though to get them fully incentivized.
But maybe like wear it overnight. Just wear it for a whole day to really get. And then
she needs to like get some kind of odor to it. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got to walk around the house a bit. Yeah.
Go jogging.
Yeah, maybe there's different intensities as well. These ones I jogged in.
Okay, this one I was in a sauna with.
Highest intensity.
Perfect, right?
£60 for 20 sticks. I'd charge for that if I was her.
You wouldn't? No?
More than that, in fact.
I'm trying this?
I'm not on it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. These ones I did at gig in.
Yeah, perfect, gig ones. Yeah?
You know?
So what were the lowest intensity? Oh, I went to the supermarket.
I read a book. I read a book and I crossed my legs a couple times.
Fair enough.
$80. Here you go for some sticks. No, I don't know. I wonder how much they are. I'm interested because the price isn't on there, but I reckon it's going to be about.
If a water bottle with a crystal is $80, yeah, I reckon she's probably like it's her vagina sweat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's probably going to be trying to sell it for like $120.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's worth every penny.
Me too. I'm going to be copying some. I'm going to be reviewing it.
You should pre-order.
We can't. Unfortunately, it doesn't let you. But as soon as I'm going to keep that as my favourite, as soon as it's back in stock, we're putting an order in if you want to get in on this, Marcel.
No, you're
it's
right.
It's $50 apparently. I'm being told.
$50. We can go halves.
That's all right. Yeah, I'll go halves. Yeah, I don't mind putting $25
a piece. Thing,
it's nothing for some Badu pussy.
Okay. Well, let's think about that whilst we go to a track, and then our next guest will be hopefully ready to come into the studio.
Imaginary friend, he talks to me out of the blue. Always supposed to trust so much about the truth. The secrets in my bag, I smoke, I drink, and I like friends are supposed to keep up with you. There's a shelter in my head, vacancy in my brain, talking for months on end. I never wanna get rid of you. Out of my head, melodies you create, talking for months on end, like love is too. Imaginary friend, sneak in my bed, are you planning on pushing? Imaginary friend, sneak in my bed. Are you planning on watching? Whisper, whisper something.
Tune by Yves Tumor, Gospel for a New Country. Yeah. Massive, massive
big tune.
Tune.
We
big
said tune. The intro on it is, like, is iconic on its own. Yeah. Anthemic, I should say.
Absolutely.
I also want to say before, because I really like her stuff, and she plays on her songs, plays stuff like electric toothbrushes and instruments. It's called Zilla with her eyes shut.
Yes.
And it's called Whisper Whisper.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to come in on the show soon, but I just like the fact that she plays on her album with just things like a pan. Electric toothbrush. Have you mixed some music with that?
I love the element of what sounded like sort of South Asian Asian music as well in that as well. It kind of gave me early MIA vibes.
Oh, absolutely.
The song we played before Eve's Tumor. Zilla With Her Eyes Shut.
Yes.
That was the title.
Very nice.
Yeah, looking forward to getting her in to have a chat about her music.
Soon, just sorting out dates.
Mm. Before we get our next guest of the day in, Coca, well, we'll have a quick chat about this actually. Marcel, this might be useful for you. I know while you're not trying to scare the shit out of your girlfriend.
Well, you're not though, are you?
Both of you could team up and shave a lot of money off your drink spill.
Mm-hmm.
Corinne Miller and her boyfriend Adam Carroll from Alabama went to Atlanta to celebrate a birthday after being together for only 1 month. They decided to fake a proposal in a bar in front of other people who would want to celebrate the moment with them. The couple managed to rope in a bartender and one of the other drinkers in the pub to go along with it to make sure it all went off without any problems. They managed to bag free shots from strangers and they even took the celebrations to a second bar where they were treated to more drinks to toast their engagement.
That's pretty genius.
Mm.
What
would you ever use your relationship to kind of cut corners financially?
Do you know what? I think if I was to even fake a proposal to my girlfriend, she'd take it as the realness.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're engaged then.
That is a risk when you do that to girls. Only joking, like, well, no, you're not, because it's done now.
Yeah, you probably have to let her in on it first.
Yeah, I think so. Nah,
I don't think she'd want me to waste the proposal.
Oh, right, yeah. So it's got to be, you get one shot at it.
You get
some
one shot.
Some 8 mile shit.
You know what I mean? I'd be throwing up on my jumper, rabbits in the, I'm in the toilet. Like.
Yeah, before you propose, you got to put on.
You only get one shot. Don't fuck it up, Mars.
You're just in a hoodie in the bathroom with the engagement rings, bouncing up and down. Knees weak, arms are heavy.
This Bamidana is sweating already.
Mom's spaghetti.
I quite like that he had at a festival, he has the Mum Spaghetti, doesn't he? The food truck thing.
Who?
Eminem.
Yeah, he's got a business called Mum Spaghetti.
Yeah,
but everyone knows he hates his mum, so people probably don't
not
really
spaghetti,
trust
though.
It.
Maybe I think he's made up with
so
his
how are you getting
now.
Spaghetti out of a woman you hate? What's going on?
You know, sometimes you're like, I hate everything about you, but you make damn fine spaghetti. And that's annoying.
That's true. A lot of people probably go through that. What? So did you say he patched things up with his mum?
I think he apologised to her, maybe not on this album, before he started to make peace, you know, with some people. And I think he said he was a little bit harsh.
Making money off them albums, but yeah, sorry, yeah.
Of course, yeah. There's still some good songs on those albums. But I think he's kind of was like, I may have been a bit harsh in hindsight.
Right. Yeah. Was his mum not really the way he portrayed her? Because you're a big Eminem fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big Eminem fan up until the second album.
I don't think she would have taken a Mother of the Year prize home, put it that way.
Right.
I don't think she was the best mom. But she made lovely spaghetti and that's all that matters, really,
isn't
it?
This is true. All I think about when I think of Eminem's relationship with his mum is when he goes, "Shut up, you can't."
Please do that again without laughing.
Shut up, you can't.
The way he pronounces it.
Hey, listen.
Shut
listen.
Up, you
brain
can't.
That is brain damage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, that song, yeah.
She said, "Oh my God, I'm sorry, son. Shut up, you can't."
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, son. Shut up, you can't. That song there, yeah. You know what? Like my cousin, like my big cousin, like is like, "Marsh, you need to listen to this." And he's like 3 years older than me. He's like, "Listen to this." He played Brain Damage, yeah. And I was literally
ridiculous
like,
tune.
This is the best shit I've ever heard
it's
in my
true,
life.
It's true, you know. It was like I'm not gonna lie. Eminem's first two,
the
first,
story
it was
that
like
he
drugs.
Told, yeah.
It was like drugs.
It's like that and what was the other one? How the World Turns.
Oh, As the World Turns.
Yeah, As the World
I
Turns.
I don't know why this world keeps turning.
You know what I mean? Like Eminem at that point there was literally.
Lyrically, untouchable. If I listened to Eminem them times, I couldn't listen to rap. I say this all the time, but I couldn't listen to rap for the rest of the day because I just get angry at other rappers for not being
Why are you not
good.
As good as him?
Honestly, I couldn't. I swear down. First two albums, but then for me.
Have you seen his Godzilla challenge thing that he's done today? And it's quite funny when he's doing it in the video because he's got one hand on his hip, like he's almost exhausted from his own rapping.
Yeah, yeah.
He's challenging people to rap as quick as he does on that track.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. It's
could
just,
do it, just bang, 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 just say anything, really. Yeah. He's like speaking in tongues.
I just think, I don't know, it's kind of become a caricature that he's almost become a caricature of himself because for after a while, after like, what was it? What was that song he did where he first did it and it became huge?
Rap God.
Rap God, yeah. When he did it, it was just like, dude, like Busta Rhymes did that already.
Yeah.
And Twista did that already.
Yeah, Twista's done that.
You know what I mean? Mm. So it's nothing new, and I get it that like you're rapping quickly and at the same time you're still being lyrical, yeah. but I want to hear what you're saying. And then that's, I think it was around them times that Eminem started, I really went off Eminem because I was like, I can't even, it's not the same anymore.
No, do you know, I just don't like Eminem with a black beard.
I don't like black beard Eminem either.
I feel like I need more of a beard from him because it looks like it's been drawn on with a Sharpie.
No beard.
Sharpie.
His hair's not meant to be black.
He's don't ruin his music. He's like 50, isn't he? Actually, because when Ramesh Ranganathan was in here, I had a chat with him about, and I was like, because I know that he had tweeted about, actually, he's listened to Music to be Murdered By, it bangs. It was a good album. I was like, actually, it is a really good album.
So. Have you heard the thingy that someone else had that exact same idea, something like 8 years ago? Because it's obviously named after a film, isn't it?
Well, if it's Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. But he's open. I mean, he tweeted about that he has just done an homage
to Hitchcock.
Copy. Yeah, to his. Sorry? I thought he said to his cock.
To his cock, homage
to Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock.
Done a homage to my cock, okay.
That would be the perfect porn name, actually. That would be my porn name, Alfred Hitchcock.
Let's go to a song because our second guest is waiting outside.
All right.
So lit, got drink, no mix. I ain't really tryna get twist. But we got with. What you know about this? What you know about my style, lifestyle? Really so rich, cooking up bare hits. I can't stop, won't quit. I need the whole thing, whole team coming up quick. Yeah, we do bits. Bitch, fuck you, pay me, don't pay me, I don't miss. Late night riding, yeah, yeah. We stay wildin', yeah, yeah. God, no guidance, yeah. I'ma start. Average. For the money, go savage. I don't panic. I just go and grab it. Rolling with the baddest body from another planet. I don't rely on talent. Practice hours, I do damage. My mind in automatic. Cruise control, I make it happen. Can't be dealing with these actors. Keep my tunnel vision active. So many rats and cats and rackets. Don't react it, make it drastic. Two hits and I'm intergalactic. I clocked in, now life is a madness. Late night riding. Yeah, yeah. We stay wildin'. Yeah, yeah. Got no guidance, yeah, yeah. I'ma start a riot, yeah, yeah, yeah. Late night riding, yeah, yeah. We stay wildin', yeah, yeah. Got no guidance, yeah, yeah. I'ma start a riot.
That's No Guidance featuring Cassian by Cadenza. I hope I pronounced that right.
I
it
like
could
that
be Cassian.
That's no guidance.
No guidance.
Yeah, but yeah. I like guidance as well.
Did I say no guidance?
Yeah.
No, I never.
Yeah.
Nah.
You didn't, yeah.
He said Cassian.
I said Cassian.
Oh, I thought he said no guidance featuring Cassian.
I said you projecting.
I did, yeah. Projecting. I actually thought, I think I like
you probably thought Guidance.
I thought I liked the way it sounds better
yeah,
than Guidance.
Yeah,
Guidance.
No Guidance. Thought it was an Italian word.
I did. It sounds better than Guidance, let's
face it. It does. Guidance is... an
dead
annoying word.
It's dead to me now, that word.
It's like the word Deptford. Deptford is a fucking annoying word because it's got a silent P in it and I only figured that out like a week ago. So my whole life's been a lie up until this point. And our next guest is from Deptford and he goes by the name of Coco. Yo. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man.
You come from football though, didn't you?
Yeah.
What like? You join a long list of an illustrious list, should I say, of people that have been ballers and then switched over to music. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know a lot of them. Kano, Chip, I'm sure was a baller.
Harvey used to play ball.
Harvey, Akala was a baller. Yeah.
He used to play my cousin.
Yeah. Who else? I'm sure there's a
we
couple.
Don Alito plays football. You know about Don Alito.
Who?
Don E.
Donnie, right, yeah, so he came football. From football as
he
well.
He still plays football.
Okay. Oh, Kamikaze.
Yeah, yeah, that's who I remember we had on the
Kamikaze
show.
Kamikaze is the only person in history to have a profile on FIFA and a fucking song on FIFA.
That's dope.
That's amazing.
That's dope.
Past guest of ours as well from Leicester, sick MC. But this is about you. What made you make the transition? Have you made the transition? Are you still kicking ball, or are you fully immersed in music now?
I play football casually.
Okay.
But yeah, I just stopped enjoying it, man.
Really?
For a lot of reasons, but that's what it comes down to.
Any that you care to go into?
I'd say more like the politics into it.
Right, because there is a lot of politics in football.
There's
politics
too much, man. The coaches and the managers and all of them. Yeah,
It's just too much, man. So in the end, I just said, nah, I've had enough, man.
Do you feel like you've gone from the frying pan into the fire because the politics in music can't
It's mad. But obviously, I think with music, there's still an element where you can still make your own music and
this
express yourself and stuff
and
like that.
Own is the operative word.
Yeah.
Own is the operative word, isn't it? It's because it is your own thing. Yeah. Whereas with football, obviously you're playing as part of a team.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of your future is based on what someone else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's mad still.
So do you feel like you've taken your life into your own hands, your future into your own hands more? I feel like it's a really respectable transition to make as well, because I'm not saying that football money is guaranteed. Mm. I'm not saying that being a superstar footballer is guaranteed, but once you're playing, do you know what I mean? At a certain point, I feel like you know that you could probably have a chance of than to kind of go back to square one, so to speak. And then start doing music. Mm. But here you are, you know what I mean? Mm. How much have you spoken about your music? Where does this lie in the kind of timeline of interviews that you've done?
I had one with Reese Parkinson.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Reese, actually.
Yeah, big guy.
I've done like a couple. It's not that much.
Because you only made the transition like a couple of years ago, right? And there's a new song out at the moment, No Tax.
Yeah, it's part of the EP I released.
Yeah. How many tracks on the EP?
I think 10.
10 tracks?
10, yeah.
Nice little mini album. Like some people putting 10 tracks on an album.
Yeah.
Active.
Kanye's putting 10 tracks he's putting 7 tracks on an album.
There
you
go.
Know what I mean?
There you go. Then again, his tracks, they're probably like 15 minute long songs. No, in the room. And a bit of a rant as well. But we're going to play the song shortly. But before we do, we just needed your help with something. We've asked our previous guests, Marcel. You can take it away, actually. You can explain.
Yeah, so basically, like, I'm trying to prank my girlfriend. My girlfriend pranked me recently, and I need to think of an actual prank that I can pay her back with. Nothing too serious. I don't want to hurt her or anything like that. Nothing that deep, but just something very smart and very clever that I can do to her just to be like, boom, got ya.
Even if it's something you've seen, what's the best prank that inspired you to want to be a prankster yourself?
I don't know. You could say in a hospital. I don't know. Maybe
you try to write. Say you're in hospital.
Oh my! So like a phone call thing, like
someone else says you're in hospital.
Make her go to a hospital.
And then I turn up and like only joking.
In like Edinburgh.
Oh my days!
Make her drive like the length of the country.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Have across the line. Sorry.
Gosh. Why not go abroad? Why not? Why stay in this
relationships
country?
Get ended over stuff like that.
That's true. Right?
That's good. Write it down. Well, before we let you go, Coco, tell everyone where you can find you on social media.
Instagram, Coco.1, Kokar.1, Twitter, Coco_1, and
And even more importantly, before you go, would you do us the honour of introducing your song for us?
Okay, this is a single called No Tax from my LP called Dorking Close. This literally what it means, no tax. For all the people who are struggling with taxes, where?
Fuck the tax man.
You know fuck the saying? Tax man. Pussy off.
See this ting in a rubber band. Means no tax to the government. More bands to my dogs, them. See that girl over there? She came with another man. No lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, yeah. No lie.
this ting in a rubber band. Means no tax to the government. More bands to my dog fam. See that girl over there, she came with another man. No lie, yeah, yeah.
No lie, no lie,
yeah. Can build an empire, but your greed can tear it down. No, no tax, more cash, show my no gang. So we rolling like we own the town. Born in chains, but the chains come off. Colluding with a strong Smirnoff. See the band on my wrist, no face round the cash. It's amazing the things it can do. Taken aback by the things that I do. Loving the way I make one into two. Cards on the table, they're folded. We get 100% of the whole thing. See this ting in a rubber band. Means no tax to the government. More bands to my dogs, fam. See that girl over there, she came with another man. No lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, yeah. No lie, no lie, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See this thing in this duffel bag, bag. You violate against double tap. And if you fuck with my bro, that's a missing man. That's Q-Waps by the clover in a black band. And you can say goodbye, yeah, 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 yeah. Bro just said no lie, yeah, 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 yeah. But fam, we pull up on war. Money conversations get paused. Talk with the discussion from my niggas next door. That's fake, that's cash. Money counters on the floor. So when you mention my name, I don't wanna hear fraud. The proof German. Drop that top, bro. Skirring, ding dong whips have burnings. Hurt him, I'm a young nigga getting earnings.
See this ting in a rubber band. Needs no tax to the government. More bands to my dogs, fam. See that girl over there, she came with another man. No lie, yeah, yeah.
No lie,
yeah.
No lie, no lie,
yeah, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No lie, no lie.
They to my guys, they to my peace. And I'll be done if they take my money. Chasing the bread like I got the lurkies. Been a prodigy from early. Ain't okay with the status quo. So I make my bread, then I take it all home. She fuck with us, cause we do things proper. Less mouth, more eyes in the wallet. Fuck the system. See my ass over here, they can kiss some. Rubber band better than a ting that glisten. If you want in, pay admission. Being rich is the mission. See this ting in a rubber band. Needs no tax to the government. More bands to my dogs, fam. See that girl over there, she came with another man. No lie, yeah, yeah.
No lie, yeah.
This ting in a rubber band means no tax to the government. More bands to my dog's family. See that girl over there, she came with another man. No lie, yeah, yeah.
No lie, no lie,
yeah.
No lie, no lie,
no lie, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No lie, no lie, no lie, no lie.
That's No Tax by Coca. He was our last guest. He just left the studio and we've swapped him out for our third guest of the day, Kanes Woods.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing, sir? You alright?
I'm alright. How are you?
Yeah, good, you know. I'm just glad I pronounced your name properly because I've heard you kind of have some problems with people pronouncing your name.
Yeah. I'm used to it at this point, you know, substitute teachers.
Yeah.
and all that, so I'm used to it.
What's the most common mispronunciation? Is it Keens or Keenes?
Both of those. Those right. Two are yeah. Like the ones, yeah. Like
it's Keens, funny because Keenes. We've got a really new town, in a city, is it?
Yeah.
Called Milton Keynes.
I think
Keynes.
It's a city, Milton Keynes. Milton yeah. Keynes, yeah.
It's probably, yeah, it's the newest city in the country, isn't it?
I believe
it's
so,
it's only been
yeah.
Around since like the 70s, I think.
Mm.
Right. And it's called Milton Keynes, yeah. So... A British person kind of seeing your name would probably assume Keynes.
Keynes, yeah.
But
I'm named after the British economist, like Maynard, John
right.
Maynard Keynes.
Okay.
So like the Keynesian theory
yeah.
And all that. So yeah, people get it messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that give us some insight into kind of...
It's a town break. It's not a city.
It's not a city.
Sorry.
It's
not as good. Not as good. You're better.
I am, indeed.
Interesting fact, technically London's not a city.
Oh, really?
It contains two cities, the City of London and the City of Westminster.
What's Ooh. The difference between a town and a city?
There isn't really a difference cathedral. Anymore. It used to be a cathedral in the university, like, but yeah. That's no more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, there is no fucking difference.
Okay.
Now.
Oh,
everything's okay. A town and everything's a city. It's whatever the fuck you call it.
So who decides to make it to a city or
exactly.
Keep it as a town?
The QI elves.
Yeah.
They decide. Does that give us... The fact that you're named after an economist, does that give us some sort of insight into what your parents... sort of do
Nah, it's not really related.
No, not at all. Is it? And are they musicians? Are they into music? Is that how you got into music yourself?
Nah, my dad played a lot of music in the house. Like we always had like a whole bunch of instruments around the house. Put me in piano really early, but didn't really stick to it. I didn't really relate to classical music. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Once I heard hip hop, though,
game changer.
Did hip hop not maybe give you an appreciation for classical music at all?
Yeah,
because of the samples. Because I'm the same. I think being kind of exposed to classical music in a sort of not a forceful manner, but like in an educational setting, we had to listen to it and we had to do recitals. Yeah. But it became part of school, so I kind of had an aversion to it until songs like I think A Plus. What was that song?
Oh my bass. Enjoy yourself. And Cameron had one really sample. I can't remember what else. Cameron sampled
exactly.
A couple.
So hearing like. It was usually like just good wholesome East Coast like New York hip hop. They used to sample a lot of classical music, so that was the kind of that was when I started to enjoy classical music, I guess.
Yeah, it changes your perspective for sure.
Yeah,
it's like you said, if it's kind of forceful, it's like a whole bunch of white dudes. You know what I'm saying? Can't really relate to it. But once it's like introduced through hip hop,
you can see yourself.
Something you see yourself.
Absolutely.
In it. Yeah, and
absolutely.
I think that was a disconnect with music like very early.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. It's like I don't really see myself, you know. But yeah,
absolutely.
Shout out hip hop.
Representation is key.
Yeah,
representation
sure.
is key. But you're over from Canada.
Yeah.
How long are you over for?
A week.
A week.
I'm leaving on Monday.
Leaving the Monday. And is this your first time over in London?
Second. Second time.
Because I don't know about you, Marcel, but I've never been to Canada.
Mm.
But one thing that people, Londoners always say, having visited Canada, is that the culture
is very
similar. But I never hear it from a Canadian person.
Yeah, no, because my...
How true is that?
My nan used to live in Canada. So I've actually got cousins in Canada, but it's basically because, like, I think a lot of West Indian people went
Jamaican.
To Canada. Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So when you hear, like, the slang and stuff, like ting and all that, like, it's the same thing because... It's the same immigrants, basically.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense then. But so you've got a brand new installment off your forthcoming EP that you're releasing on Friday.
On Friday. Yeah.
On Friday. You've already played the Colors. You've been in the room in Berlin.
Yeah.
What was that like to get that call up? Because that's
sick.
That is like gold dust to artists now. That's become a bit of a benchmark.
Standard.
You know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. What did that feel like getting that call up?
It was amazing. It was super exciting, scary as well.
Right.
But yeah, like it was an amazing moment. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still get nervous then?
Oh yeah,
before
I think everyone
perform?
Gets nervous. I,
yeah, Manga, we had a guest, a good mate of mine last week.
Yeah.
And he's the only artist I know who's ever said that they don't get nervous.
And I believed him as well. I was just so matter of fact about it. Like, yeah, I don't get nervous when
I believe
like,
him
wow.
as well.
Yeah.
But I think there's a certain element. There's an enjoyable element to getting
nervous. It's the fun of it. Like it's a thrill. Same thing when people go skydiving and whatnot.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. And I feel like with performing, like it's like you get nervous when you start. It's like the nervousness is gone, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That feeling when it dissipates, it's the best, honestly.
Yeah.
You're getting your confidence.
Yeah, you get a vibe from the crowd and then it's just it's
gone.
Just comfort.
Yeah.
It's bliss.
It's just comfort, yeah.
It's bliss. But we're going to get into the second installment from this forthcoming project, but we'd love you to introduce it for us.
Okay. Tim Burt, or the whole project, or...
Oh, just the song.
The song, second installment, yeah, you said. Tim Burt is second installment of the Congo Kane EP. It's a dope song. I had a lot of fun making it, and I hope people have a lot of fun listening to it. It's just a fun track. It's dope. So check it out.
Never been a steez, never been a style. I'ma skip the line, I don't single file. Sweating buckets now, I swear it's been a while. I just ran 100 miles, I ran a couple miles. They like the jelly fam, they like the finger roll.
Was working in the pen, you missed me in a post. Matumbo with dick shit, Akeem Elijah one. Ibaka in this bitch, what kind of vibe you want? Fuck, look, don't come in, that's an elephant. Chilling in a room, don't come in. Future hologram, dark like melanin. Check the tent, God, before you take a sip. Mr. Famine, let me win. Never been a steez, never been a style. I'ma skip the line, I don't single file. Sweating buckets now, I swear it's been a while. I just ran 100 miles, I ran a couple miles. They like the jelly fan, they like the finger roll. Was working in the pen, you missed me in a post. Even G, she swimming in like Christian, I know. That's expensive cologne, never smelt it before. Check me. Don't come in, there's an elephant chilling in the room. Don't come in, future hologram, dark like melanin. Check the tent, not before you let me in. Bless the family, let me win. Never been a steez, never been a style. I'ma skip the line, I don't single file. Studying buckets now, I swear it's been a while. I just ran 100 miles, I ran a couple miles. They like the jelly fam, they like the finger roll. Was working in the pen, you missed me in a post. Matumbo with that shit, Akeem Elijah one. Ibaka in this bitch, what kind of vibe you want? Don't come in, there's an elephant chilling in the room. Don't come in, future hologram, die like melanin. Check the tent, right before you let us in. Let's the family, let me win.
Liking that a lot. That's Tim Burt by Kane's Woods, who joins us in the studio all the way from Toronto, might I add. Yeah, thank you so much for coming over, man. Are you playing over here as well? Have you got some live dates coming up?
I'm shooting a video too, so that's another reason for coming down here.
Yeah.
Figured do some radio interviews, meet some people.
Absolutely. Cool. Is it going to be sort of an outside video, or are you inside a location?
Inside location. Yeah, working with Luke Tierney.
Okay.
Yeah, amazing director.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it was worth the trip.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Wicked. Well, we've got a game to celebrate you being over here.
Cool.
That's how we celebrate.
Yeah, I'm going to need to pop your headphones for this one. So you've got a song called Dream Girl.
Yes.
I'm going to play you clips of two Dream Girls. They're both Dream Girls, but one is from Canada.
Okay.
And the other one's from another part of the world. I want you to write down which one of the two you think reached a higher position on the UK singles chart, okay? UK singles chart.
Okay.
So cool. We're going to start, funnily enough, with number one. He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. Ooh, I just know so, Avril Lavigne, skater boy.
Kate Bush
boy.
Is Canadian.
No, Avril Lavigne is Canadian. Kate Bush is from up north somewhere, I believe.
I was going to say, she's very British, isn't she?
She's very British, Kate Bush. Yeah, no. Avril is Canadian, right. Skater boy. And then we had Kate Bush with Cloud Busting, which I, until today, thought it was called Cloud Bursting. So, had that name title my whole life wrong. Cloud Busting.
Right.
She is from the UK, from England. But which of those two songs went higher in the UK charts?
Okay.
In the UK ones?
UK charts. UK. Avril or Kate? Write down Avril or Kate, please. We all got something?
Yeah.
Okay, got yellow ink.
Okay.
On white paper.
Do you want... I had a green pen. A green pen?
Thank you, bro.
Who would even make yellow ink? It's a weird thing to be like when...
Very it's just strange. Pissed. It's just pissed
in
the
pen. Because we want you to lose. Anyway, and this goes away for number two now. So remember, one person is Canadian, one person is not Canadian. Celine is, of course. It's Vanessa Paradis with Je Le Taxi. She's right. From France. And Celine, of course, who is Canadian. A French-Canadian, actually, Celine, isn't she?
Mm.
Does a lot of stuff in France. Mm. All by Myself or Je Le Taxi. Which ones went higher in the UK charts? Got something? Marcel? Yep.
Mm.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
You're good? Okay. All right. Let's go for number three. It's like rain. Ironic, and Bjork from Iceland, of course, one of my favourite ones of hers, Army of Me. Which ones went higher? Was it Alanis or Bjork in the UK chart? Army of Me or Ironic?
Definitely Bjork.
Why would you say things out loud? I've talked to you about this.
I'm only joking.
Inside voice Alanis. On paper. Also, don't fall for his nonsense. Or do. Maybe you're right.
Maybe I am.
Who knows? Are we ready for number four?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Carly Rae Jepsen, Run Away With Me, or Christine and the Queens, again from France with Girlfriend.
That's
tough.
A hard one.
It's tough, that one, isn't it?
Because I only, Call Me Maybe, I only you would identify known. Carly Rae Jepsen with Call Me Maybe. I don't know where all her other tunes
hits.
Fell
right.
in the charts.
She has, right? Yeah,
yeah. She has some tunes.
Is she huge in Canada? Carly Rae.
She's known.
Right. Okay. I really love that as an answer. Yeah. Yeah, they're known. People know about her. Okay. Where are we now? We're number five. Nelly.
Fucking huge.
Wow.
This is I like this
called Danny Minogue from Australia with Love and Kisses. Kylie Minogue's sister.
Lie, yeah.
Kylie Minogue's sister.
I'm going to sample that, make a hat.
That's
you know
a
that.
Vibe
that's a banger.
Still. That was a vibe.
That's a banger.
I was shuffling in my head.
Yeah, me.
Shuffling in my head. Were you shuffling?
Shuffling in my head.
No,
it wasn't
shuffle.
For you.
I can't dance, period. So.
Just in your head, though.
Yeah, just in your
head. Just in his head, he was shuffling. Yeah.
Hard as well. Nearly,
wait, what's that song called? Just so I can write down.
Love and Kisses from Danny Minogue.
Okay. Big tune.
Nelly Furtado, say it right. Danny Minogue, Love and Kisses. Which one went higher in the UK chart? I'm looking for some answers. Okay, guess first. Avril or Kate? Kate, who do you think?
I said Canadian. I went with Avril.
Avril,
yeah. I went with Avril Lavigne.
Points all around there. Do you want to have a guess at where she went in the UK charts?
Number one.
Skater Boy? Yeah. That must be number one.
Not number one.
Was it not? Number two.
Number eight. Kate Bush was number 20.
Okay.
Now,
where
Celine.
Where was she in the charts them times?
Well, Skater Boy.
That was
really?
Eight. Went to number
that,
eight. Yeah.
Was it Crusher that kept her out?
Yeah. I think it was Marcel. You kept her off
Crush
number
Rose
one.
Crusher was one
yeah.
to seven.
No long term.
Was Celine or Vanessa? What did you think? Who went higher? Jayla Taxi or By Myself?
I said Vanessa.
Vanessa Paradis.
I went Celine.
Oh, it's Celine.
You should have gone Vanessa Paradis, actually. Vanessa Paradis went to number three. Celine, number four.
Okay.
It's close. Alanis Morissette or Bjork? What do you think?
I went Alanis.
You went Alanis.
Yeah. Me too.
You all went Alanis. You should have said what you stuck with. It was Bjork. She was number 10 with Army of Me. Alanis was number 11.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Carly Rae Jepsen or Christine and the Queens, who was higher in the UK charts?
Carly
Rae, as Kane says.
Christy and the Queens.
Yeah.
I'm only guessing Carly Rae Jepsen because she's a bigger name.
It is Carly Rae Jepsen. Do you want to have a guess at what Run Away With Me was at?
What, by Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah, what chart position?
14?
58.
Oh.
Christine and the Queens, though, which I've heard a lot, was only 85, so I didn't really...
Yeah, but, like, Christine and the Queens is, like, cool, innit? You don't really expect that to chart that highly,
but you can't
go from Call Me Maybe to 58.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know what you do? Do a remix of Call Me Maybe, bang it out again.
Just keep...
Back
just
in that
keep,
top
yeah,
10.
Yeah, just do a fucking Mariah. I'm not saying, like, obviously Mariah's got way more hits than All I Want for Christmas Is You, but just, I don't know...
Call
There's
me got
maybe. To be some sort of cultural event worldwide that involves a telephone. So it's just attach the song to that.
Maybe just call it Call Me Maybe at Christmas, rebrand it, and then every year.
There you go.
That's back in the charts every year. It's sorted
That's
for.
That's genius.
It. Thank you. Nelly or Danny Minogue? What did you put? Danny or
That's a hard one. I reckon Nelly.
I put Danny Minogue.
Kane, you went Nelly.
Nelly,
Michael Payne. You said Danny.
Danny.
Yeah, you were right. It was Danny Minogue. Yeah, that is true. Nelly Furtado is number 10. Danny Minogue was number 8. Which means, in joint second place, it's Keynes and Michael Payne with 2. Marcel is winning with 3. But we have one more for winner take all. It's tradition on this show.
Okay. I can't believe that Alanis Morissette didn't get a thing.
Honestly, only one difference.
Some surprises in there.
She didn't That's quite mad. Crack the top 10. Okay, here's winner taking all, number 6.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt.
Shania, of course.
That don't impress me much.
Bonnie Tyler, okay.
She is, of course, from Wales, Bonnie Tyler, with Holding Out for
Bonnie
a Hero.
Tyler is a G.
Or Shania Twain, Absolute That Don't boss. Impress Me Much. She is a G. She
that
is
was
Bonnie.
One of my favourite songs as a kid. I was like, I can't lie.
Do you remember that was the soundtrack to like a Crunchy advert?
Yeah.
Was it?
Or something, yeah.
I don't remember that. It must have been using.
Was it shredded? No, it was crunchy.
I'm sure it was crunchy. And the fireman was made out of like chocolate or some shit. And
what?
Yeah. It was some weird advert, man. Adverts in the 80s and 90s, they were all on drugs.
Yeah.
They were all on drugs.
Yeah,
Milky Bar Kid was
through.
A sick advert. The Milky Bar Kid is strong and tough.
That was proper good wholesome family shit. White blonde kid on a horse.
The Milky Bar Kid was dressed as a little kid dressed as a cowboy all the time, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Always going to saloons and stuff.
Colonising
for
chocolate
early.
He was like six, you know?
Yeah, it was for a chocolate bar. Yeah, it was weird.
Wear them engines.
Very strange. Anyway, write it down. Shania or Bonnie, who went higher in the UK charts? Marcel is... Okay, yep, got your answer. Keynes, what do you think?
Shania T.
Michael Payne, what are you saying?
Bonnie
Tyler is correct. That was a number two hit. Shania was number three.
Shania Twain was definitely number one.
No.
Was she?
No.
I swear
that. She wasn't. We've checked.
That song.
No,
we
checked.
That song used to get rinsed out.
It did.
I remember it being number one.
Yeah, but so did Ironic. So did a lot that weren't. So did Skater Boy.
Yeah, Skater Boy is the one that I can't believe wasn't the number one.
That's
a travesty.
You just hear it a lot, so you assume it must have been number one, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
but it's the number one in all of our hearts, I think.
I still don't get how like it works, like going number one and stuff. Like it's strictly based on numbers and like what numbers. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, well, then that
back,
the
back
time,
in the time,
back
it,
then
was,
it was a lot
it
easier.
Was the, it was actually just the sales,
just
isn't
sales,
it?
Just sales, yeah.
Just the sales.
But now it's you've got to take streams into account, YouTube,
airplay, all that kind of stuff goes into
when people speak about it.
Yeah.
Every tweet counts. Every time you mention it,
yeah,
you think about
your phone knows.
Yeah, oh god, yeah.
So why don't the chart companies? You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. That's why your phones are tapping into your brain so that the chart companies know what you're listening to. Your thoughts are going to be part of the chart in 2021.
That's scary.
I reckon it's a distinct possibility.
Well, I'll just keep talking about certain things that I really want to be number
talking
one.
Talk about my own music.
Even if I'm not listening to it. Yeah, just talk
just
about
keep
yourself.
I talking about my own shit all the time. That's all I'll ever talk about. thank you so much, Keynes, for jumping in and having a chat with us, playing the new music, playing the games. Where can people find you on social media?
Social media, Keynes Woods on everything. So IG, Twitter, YouTube, OnlyFans.
Yes, we're the OnlyFans.
My guy.
We got OnlyFans as well. Fubar Radio, OnlyFans.com, baby.
Love that. That's
yeah. And what's next for you like this summer? Are we going to see you over on these shores playing any gigs anytime soon? I know you're shooting a video.
Going to see the project out soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be working that project throughout the whole summer. So. We'll see some stuff.
Brilliant. And the project's Congo Kane,
yeah.
Yeah.
Congo Kane.
Timber that we played is the second installment of that, and that's out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Kane Woods, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we still got one more guest to go, one more game to play. I need to get my fucking rep back.
She said it won't be nothing, she never lose her mind. A lesson caught me loving inside. My cigarette is ugly, don't cut me for the vibe. Extra lotion, I'm devotional, go for shawling on the lines. Copycake slice on a plate of ice. I'd run it 40-40 twice, looking for advice. I bought a 20-20 vision on my nosy eyes. My limit comes for the audit, I'm all excited. Yeah, when it comes to fully rotted, it's hard to start it. Straight, I spark it, then I'm coming off it. I also thought that maybe I could profit. I know I think about it all too often. I swear to God, I'm on it, picking out a coffin. She said it won't be nothing, she never lose her mind. Yeah, a lesson caught me loving inside. Cigarette is ugly, copy for the buy. Extra lotion, I'm devotional, going fishing lies. Hollywood head block, call the volleyball serve. The underlocks, they probably go perp. I swear to God, I got a struck a nerve. I swear to God, I think I do deserve. Stress be the earth, nigga, test what you heard. Walk around like it gon' stretch be the turf. Motherfuckers saying bless be the smurf. Motherfuckers seem to test me to perf. She said it won't be nothing, she never lose her mind. Yeah, a lesson caught me loving inside. These cigarettes ugly, caught me for the vibe. Extra lotion, I'm devotional, going fishing
the red is ugly. I'm coming for the vibe. Extra lotion, I'm devotional. Go with vision life. You sink hold in place. Why? Cause I don't hold no weight. My rivals on the way. Nice wives on a wedding day. Hopes for last time fail. You stay close to me, love. Lose change, cross me, down me, me through. You won't cross me, alone. She said I won't be nothing, she never lose her mind. A lesson coming up in here, coming up on the side.
Baguette by Velvet Negroni, and I'm already hungry. Now I'm even hungrier, for fuck's sake. Baguette.
That was a baguette. I want to eat that song.
Tasty. A lot like most of Velvet Negroni's music. I think
very
that's
tasty.
Why it's called Velvet Negroni.
Very,
yeah, goes, it's like a Velvet Negroni.
Oh, it is.
Goes
like
down
that.
So well, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
He's you know back what I mean? Here in the UK soon for The Great Escape, and then in July he's doing Latitude Festival.
Amazing. Mm. And then next year we'll be doing the O2.
For
10,
sure,
10
yeah.
date residency at the O2.
Yeah.
Sick.
Well, we saw him earlier.
Center. We've seen
no,
him in every venue
it was
so
last
far.
Year, wasn't it?
That's got to be our life's mission, to see every gig that Velvet Negroni ever plays in the UK.
Right.
And we've seen
everywhere.
100% of them so far.
We have, yeah, yeah. We have actually,
so
yeah.
We're not doing too
got
bad.
Get down to Latitude then.
Yeah, we do have to get down to Latitude. Mm. What's it called? Latitude.
Latitude, yeah, yeah kind of, yeah.
But to see Velvet Negroni, I definitely go to Suffolk.
Yeah, Southwold. Shout out Southwold. I don't know why.
No when way. I hear Southwold, I just think of like Southwold Road in Clapton, and they're two very different places, trust me. But we've got our fourth and final guest of the day.
Yeah.
And we've got to chat about a few things.
Wicked.
Mainly music.
Yes.
But after I introduce you, we'll talk about the most pressing matter, I think. Tyler, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
Second time through these doors for this show.
Yes, it feels like a second home now.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I was going to say, put your feet up.
Oh, bad jokes.
Sorry.
Bad jokes.
But you have come in on crutches.
Yes, I have. I've
because
in.
You
I'm
have
a trooper.
Sustained one of the most... It's a proper bad man injury. It when a footballer gets this injury
7 months,
and comes back, you're like, bad man.
You know what I mean?
Right. So you've got a full-on bad man injury. You've got an ACL.
Yeah, full rupture of the ACL.
How does one rupture an ACL?
Well, my friends thought it would be a good idea to take me skiing.
Oh,
right.
Do it,
and then they
do
were
it,
like,
yeah.
don't take lessons. We'll teach you. And then I fell quite badly on my first... proper mountain.
Were you,
rolled
like,
backwards.
You were on a mountain. You weren't just in Milton Keynes. Or...
No, man. I was in the French Alps.
Wow.
And then I rolled. My leg popped, and I went in for lunch. Came out. They were like, "Let's ski down." And I was like, "I'm not sure I can." In fact, my friend literally went. I fell, banged my head, and he was like, "I was like, I felt my knee pop." And he goes, "Don't worry, it's just gas escaping."
Not that kind of pop. I know what you mean. It's like when you pop your knuckles,
isn't it?
Yeah. You've got all QI on you.
Yeah.
For no
he was
reason.
Like, don't worry, mate. I think he was just trying to calm me down.
Yeah.
I was pretty calm.
Right,
I was like, I'm fine. And then they tried to make me ski down, and I went down on my bum for a while. They were like, "You're literally going to be skied over."
So hold on. You actually broke your ankle, and you walked around in it not knowing that you.
They tried to make me ski down the mountain. They were like, "We have to get down this mountain." I was like, "Okay. I'm struggling. I have to tell you, I'm struggling, man."
Wow. So next question is, what are your new friends like?
Them ones, isn't it?
Yeah. Your
ones.
New non-skiing friends.
No, they're good friends, man. Right. I'm just never going skiing again.
Yeah, and that's true.
Yeah.
Unless you go skiing again and you, like, what's the worst that could happen has happened? Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, but now it's happened once. Like I was going to be like, you know, the person that gets back in the car after they've had a really bad accident and start driving straight away. I wanted to be that person to defeat my fear. And now it's taking so long to get an operation. I'm like, no.
All the ice caps
way.
Will probably melt by the time you can go skiing again.
What's the skiing in the Mount Keynes that you mentioned? Is there snow?
Yeah, there's a slope.
Dry slope. Yeah, it's really good.
People must love skiing to get not even go on snow. Right?
I've actually got a story. My mates went there, and one of them went down, and they had a bench at the bottom of the slope for some reason. He's gone down, buckled, flew into the bench, smashed his teeth. He's basically got fake teeth now. He's got dentures because he bust his teeth.
Did he explode?
I don't know. He should have. He 100% should have, but like he didn't.
A bench.
That's crazy.
There was a bench at the bottom.
At the bottom of a slope.
He sloped down.
That's like 101 things not to do at a ski slope.
Went straight into the bench and bust all of his teeth out. Oh, it was mad.
No. See, it could be worse for me. I've still got all my teeth.
At least, yeah, exactly. He's still on a bench.
I'm missing
around.
One ligament. All my teeth are intact, so it's fine.
But apart from that nasty injury that you sustained, you're in high spirits.
I am in high spirits, as always.
You got new music?
Yes, man. Out. New music. I have an EP coming out next month.
Yeah.
A single out on Friday. Okay. So it's all good.
What's the single about?
The single is about, I was a little bit down and I started writing about how everyone's going to have their own opinion. And it's like taking everything on and having too much in your mind and just throwing it all to the side and just being your damn self and going crazy and just doing you, basically.
Ah. Well, we should hear it, I reckon. That was a really good introduction. Yeah. I was going to say, would you introduce the song like later down the line? But you've done it.
Yes.
Cold, you're feeling hella old, and you're being told that you should have done better. You should have done better. You should have done. Go get your bread and butter, but you still got another. You still get none. You still feel numb. You just want fun. Now you're living so reckless, 'cause you're running your blessings, got those phantom dreams, feels like hell, I'm guessing.
Did you put it to the side? That's a good question. How long have you gone? Now that you mention it, my mind is sure. I got good intentions, and I smile though my mind is aching. Well, you should really call for a doctor. I may DHD. I don't got a popper, and it's not a problem. So reckless, 'cause you're running low. Your blessings, got those phantom dreams, feels like hell, I'm guessing. But you put it to the side.
That was Wired by Tyler, who joins us in the studio right now. Big tune, that.
Thanks.
I like the dark element to it, yeah. Mixed with the kind of... It had a what are they called, music box?
A xylophone.
Was it xylophone? Or no. I kind of feel like it...
Well, the jewellery box, let's face it.
Yeah.
Music box.
Yeah, with the ballerina on the top
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of had that element to it, which kind of gave it a spooky vibe as well.
Yeah, I like the darkness because it was about darker side of things.
Yeah.
So, yes, indeed.
Wired. Big tune, that. Well, to celebrate your appearance despite your nasty injury, we've Natalie's thought of a little game that we might play.
I love games.
Because you've got a song called Sweet.
Yes, I do.
So we're going to play a game of Sweet
or Sour
or Yeet.
Sweet.
If you think you've got a higher amount, or sorry, if you think the song I'm going to play has got a higher amount of YouTube views than the one before, please write down Sweet, or just write down higher or lower. Make it easier. Higher or lower will do. If you think lower, say lower. Okay. So we'll start with all of these songs relate to sweets in some way, I should say. Starting with this is the first one.
Well, like confectionery or like margarine.
Sweet dreams, you with me?
Okay. Yeah.
This YouTube views for that song are 447 million views.
Nice.
For that,
good.
Okay.
So exactly what it should be.
That is your starting point.
I was scared you were going to say 100,000 or
you're
something.
You're like, no,
I'm not having that. But just the Eurythmics one, right?
Just Eurythmics, okay. Yeah. So now, does this song have higher or lower than Eurythmics?
The one-stop shop makes the pennies drop. He's a sweet, like a sugar-coated candy man.
It's Christina Aguilera, Candyman. Higher or lower than Eurythmics? When Eurythmics have 447 million, but Christina's very huge artist,
she's very
right?
Popular, yeah.
Huge artist. Candyman, higher or lower?
That can't be a popular song, though.
I don't think it's her most popular song. I don't think it's in there.
But sometimes
it's
people.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a beautiful song, you're saying. It's a beautiful song.
It's not half a Billy Beautiful, though, is it?
No. So
it's not beautiful, exactly.
It's not beautiful.
That song is just ridiculously good.
Mm. That is the best
song
ever.
There we go. Christina.
It's top two in it, ain't two.
It's Christina higher or lower than Eurythmics? Write something down. Because now is Lil Wayne higher or lower than Christina? Lollipop. Lil Wayne? Higher or lower YouTube views than Christina
with
Candyman?
I'm losing this game.
How do you know? Don't say that.
I already
know.
I'm
going to win.
Yoga, I like that. That's what I need. More positivity here instead of...
I'm on a winning streak.
Because that's what Marcel sounds like.
Lil Wayne, higher or lower than Christina. We move from Lil Wayne now, we move on to Shanks and Bigfoot.
Big tune! Ah.
Sweet like chocolate. But I remember the video for it. Really good video as well.
Really bad video, let's be honest.
I hate that video.
Let's be honest.
The CGI chocolate, man.
But you remember the video,
that was like
right?
The worst pairing of shit video to really good song that I've ever seen.
But you remember it, though,
it's a little bit of animation.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
It was terrible.
I liked it.
It was bad.
It was a terrible video.
It was very bad.
It was just like the Crunchy advert you were talking about.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No, but this is the problem. The Crunchy advert came maybe like 20 years before.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They were still using the same technology.
I
the crunchy advert.
See, but it's memorable to me, that video.
It was just some guy.
It was terrible.
Chocolate guy.
It was a little girl with pigtails, no?
Yeah, she was in the video.
Yeah.
And like everything was just kind of moving like that.
It was bad.
Anyway,
it was terrible.
Shanks
it
and
was
Bigfoot. Bad. Did they, Sweet Like Chocolate, get higher or lower views than Lil Wayne with Lollipop?
Ooh.
That was out a long time. Sweet Like Chocolate was out in 1999. Lil Wayne, Lollipop, 2008. So.
Oh, this is tricky.
It's tricky. It's tricky now. It's got tricky. So we have Sweet Like Chocolate. We now move on to
Sugar. Oh. Honey.
That is the Archies with Sugar from 1969. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Sugar. Higher or lower though than Shanks and Bigfoot?
You didn't even need to chirps girls them times, or just chirps anyone. You could just go up to them and just do a little dance. Just do that.
And see if they do it back, innit?
Yeah, exactly. If they don't do it back, then you're done at it.
No,
throw it away.
No, exactly. You just walk away like I wasn't even doing it to you.
They had all the. They also had all of the names, like the jerk. They had the jerk. They
yeah,
had the,
it's true. Yeah,
the,
yeah.
Like, the monkey.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is
the mashed potato.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Mashed potato. Oh
they,
my
they
god!
They had all of the ones. You didn't even have to think about grooving. They just had.
Yeah, it was like an instruction.
The swim.
This is what you do. Yeah. This is. These are the five. These are the five moves you need to know.
Swim.
Before
twist.
You go out to this establishment.
Yeah.
Well, so write down the Archies. Higher or lower than Shanks and Bigfoot? Got it. Yes, so we have the arches.
Look how poor that video.
Okay, it's poor. This is some next kind of signalization. It's memorable. It looks like a fever dream.
This is a.
It's memorable.
It looks like a fever dream.
Them chocolates do not look tasty. They don't look sweet.
Actually, they do look like they're the ones that have been on the shelf for way too long and got hot and then cold and then hot again.
Okay, we have to move on. Sugar Ray, now. Every morning, Sugar Ray's higher or lower YouTube views than the Archies with Sugar Sugar.
Is there five?
There's actually seven now. There's another one more to go, then a bonus, okay? So, Sugar Ray every morning, higher or lower than the Archies. Did this song get higher than Sugar Ray? It's like Mandy. Okay. I need answers because time is always against us. Right, let's start with Eurythmics. They had 447 million views of Sweet Dreams and made of this from 1993. Christina, higher or lower?
I put lower.
Lower.
Everyone put lower. Yeah, you're right. She got just only 217 million views in that video, right? Can you imagine? So Christina was lower. Lil Wayne, higher or lower than Christina?
Higher.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct. Woo. He got 343 million views of Lollipop. Shanks and Bigfoot, higher or lower?
I said lower.
You're right.
You're all copying each other. Shanks and Bigfoot still got 2.5 million.
They were all me going, look how bad this video is.
You commenting underneath constantly.
Having conversations with myself about how bad it was.
Trolling yourself.
So many YouTube accounts. Where are we? Archies, higher or lower?
Lower.
You're saying lower. Yeah. Yeah. Should have gone higher. Oh. The Archies has 40 million views of that video.
Fair play.
And that's you learning the dance routines, probably a lot of those for you watching it. Sugar Ray, higher or lower?
Higher.
Lower.
I wrote lower.
Lower? Do you write higher? It is lower. They are lower. Yes. Someone's reading ahead to it. Okay. They got 25 million views of Every Morning. So Cameo.
I wrote higher.
You should have gone lower. Cameo has got 24 million views of Candy.
That is mental.
Do you know why? Because
the dance isn't in the video.
Marcel in second place, 3 points. Joint first place, Tyler and Michael Payne. But we have one more. So
bonus time. To take all.
Remember, Cameo, Candy, 24 million views of that video, okay? Yeah. Write it down, share it to me when you have it. So this is, does this one have higher or lower? New edition, of course. Candy Girl, higher or lower? Write down. Show it to me so there's no cheating here.
This is a risky business.
It's quite risky. Marcel, what are you showing me? Was that BB? Okay, I got it. Yeah, you're saying that. Okay. Marcel, hold up again. So I've forgotten what you wrote. I don't know how I did it. It's two answers and I forgot. Okay, yeah, got yours. That one. Michael Payne and Tyler, you are the winners.
To be fair, last time I was here, Marcel won. So this is like balanced out now.
There you go. Perfect balance.
They got 20 million views. I would say the rarest occasion last week was when Michael Payne got zero on a game, and that was really odd.
Thanks for reminding me. Well, I mean,
you've made a comeback today, though.
You did.
Massive comeback.
We've listened to all the music over the past week to be back in the game. He knows it all.
It's all that trolling yourself.
This is it. I get into a rabbit hole, and the more I troll myself, the more YouTube videos just come up in the suggestions thing, and you know, it's great. Trolling can be educational. Who knew? But thank you so much for coming in to join us, talk to us about the new music.
Thanks. I just have to say one more thing.
Yeah, you can say what you like.
I am performing on the 29th for my single launch.
This Friday.
At the Empire Bar.
Oh, sick.
Yes. Right beneath the Hackney Empire itself on the corner, innit?
You know, right? Because your thing's called...
It's Saturday.
Night on the Main Street.
It's Saturday, by the way, not Friday.
Sorry. Love that.
Saturday. Breaking news. It's Saturday. But go on Friday if you want. Again, just go get your thing earlier.
Stay there. You'll be in line early to see me.
There you go. Right beneath the Hackney Empire sign as well. It's a really good bar, that, man.
Yeah, it's cool vibes.
Yeah, really cool vibes. How long is your set? Do you know?
I think I'm going to be 45 minutes.
Nice.
Or until they kick me off, I'll just keep going.
Keep doing it.
Why?
Who's going to kick off a girl on crutches?
Exactly.
Are you going to be seated on the stool?
No, you know what? I'm just going to go wild. I'm going to go ham and then do like a retch 3-2 hop in a circle constantly.
Ask questions later.
Yeah.
But don't do that really though. Don't injure yourself anymore.
I actually got dancers because I can't.
Sick.
I want energy.
Yeah.
I feel like an injustice to my audience otherwise.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to hop in a circle. You'll see that move.
Okay. But on the good leg though.
No, the bad leg.
Oh, who knows?
Who knows? Bad leg.
Whatever. Okay. We'll see. We'll see how I feel.
It's not rock and roll until it's the bad leg. Yeah. Fuck the ACL. Don't do that.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
You got to turn up to Z. Risky.
This is true.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
There you go.
Crazy.
Dancing like a psychopath.
Where can we find you on social media, please?
Yes. It's Tyler Music. That's T-H-A-I-L-A-H Music.
Very, very unique name. We discussed that the last time.
Yes.
That's it across the board on social media. T-H-A-I-L-A-H.
Music.
And
music,
sorry. And then the new tune's out on Friday.
And then
you're performing on Saturday.
Yes.
There you go.
It's all busy.
Well, thank you so much once again for coming
through. Thanks for having me. It's my second home now.
Thank you so much to all our other guests as well. Kane's Woods, thank you so much to Coca, and thank you so much to Hyphen. All of them played new music apart from Hyphen, who performed live for us.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week for another 2 hours from 4 till 6. And we're going to leave you with this.
Niggas be playing, yeah. Industry games, yeah. Rapping, but they not in love with it. Think it's a shame, yeah. I'm about to pop on some other shit. Think it's a game. They don't control where I land. Royal flush, nigga, the cards in my hand. I'm trying to stack all these M's. All of my idols is friends. Came to the fight with some Tims. Will I lit up, it depends. Been through the struggle, I don't run from trouble, no breaking. I just want to bend. Don't be defeated, I'm hella conceited. I write on that beat like a pen, yeah. I am the one from the stories that got you excited. Rhythmic flow is ignited. I was so easy for her to recite it. Can do this shit while I'm asleep cause I write it. Watch all these niggas be so quick to bite it. I let them in, but they'll never be quiet it. Imitation is just inspiration. If you feel like taking, just be sure that you slide it. I'm a trippy nigga with a different aura. Adam and the vision had to start with the supporters. Had a premonition, had to get this shit in order. And I'm finna take it off, fuck a wall with supporters. I've been counted out for too damn long. Like I couldn't take the crown with two damn songs. All up in the booth with no home training. Please give me a count of two damn songs, yeah. Niggas be playing, yeah. Industry games, yeah. Rapping, but they not in love with it. Think it's a shame, yeah. I'm about to pop on some other shit. Think it's a game. They don't control where I land. I'm fresh in the bitch and you know that. Don't take my body to show that. Get in the booth, I'm the truth, I get loose, I don't hold back. Fucking the game, they the same, need a whole back. Trading they lyrics and shit, I ain't feel that. Don't need a scam with the plan of the fuck on they mayo, I'm all that. I'm the antithesis, making them wish that it was just a phase. Now they pray for the show back, still that. Killing with kindness and sound. Know I'm the tightest around. Head in the cumulus, seat on the ground. They say that I'm gifted, well spoken and brown. Don't need a Birkin, need diamonds and mouth. Too much to ask a rap queen of the south. My shit is imported, they shopping the routes. No squares is a teaser, I'm making my rounds. Niggas watching me. They be flocking, they say they tryna slide with me, yeah. I can hear the snakes, they hissing, tryna break my mission, cause I know I'm about to be. I just tell them, hope, tell them, wait, I got too much on my plate. And I know that I'm a sight to see, yeah. I can make it so official, I'ma blow my whistle. It's a game, I decide the team.